Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
What it takes to meet your need. When the doctor said I was dying with cancer, you said, I'll even go by way of Calvary.
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo!
Thank you. so we lift you high. Yahweh, and we lift you high. Yahweh, Yahweh, and we lift you high. It's Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. We lift you high, Yahweh.
cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh.
Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to my precious bleed. just talk to the Lord and let him know that you need him.
Calvary, Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace. Hallelujah. Be multiplied. Receive the multiplication of grace and peace. Be multiplied unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, Lord, we magnify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We welcome you in our midst every single minute of our lives. You are welcome, Holy Ghost. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in our lives, in this service, in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, move in our homes, move in our families, move in our communities. Holy Spirit, move in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And we ask for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Redouble your mercy upon us, O God. Redouble your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy, O God. Father God, mercy for our children, mercy for our spouses, mercy, O God, for our nieces, nephews, siblings, mercy for everyone under the sound of our voice, mercy for our parents that are alive, mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Wash away our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, disciples, space, and network. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank you for the blood. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives, our children in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our parents that are alive in the blood of Jesus. The blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, on our parents that are alive, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our sisters and brothers, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, this morning to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, to guide us and protect us, even as we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, we praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us begin to praise the Lord wherever you are. Begin to praise him. Lift up your voice and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He deserves your praise. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise him, praise him, praise him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. In Jesus' name, let us do the praise song and we come back with a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him the glory. Hallelujah. Robo sotoria karaboso. Ye kurubo sotoria karabaseteria kurubaseteria kurubase. Hallelujah. Rabaseteria kurubaseteria 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 ko. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen and amen. Hallelujah, there is a word from the Lord this morning. Get your Bibles and get yourself prepared. Get your pens and your pads because God is speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Without faith, is it impossible to please God? I'm going to tell you a familiar story, and then we'll pray. Turn your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to start reading from verse 8. Hallelujah. One day, Elijah went on to Shunem, where a wealthy woman lived, who urged him to eat some food. So whenever he passed that way, he would turn there to eat food. And she said to her husband, "Behold, now I know that this is a holy man of God who is continually passing our way. Let us make a small room on the roof with walls and put there for him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. So whenever he comes to us, he can go in there." One day he came and he turned into the chamber and rested there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when he called her, she stood before him. He said unto him, "Say now to her, see, you have taken all this trouble for us. What is to be done for you? Would you have a word spoken on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? She answered, "I dwell among my own people." And he said, "What then is to be done for her?" Gehazi answered, "Well, she has no son, and her husband is old." And he said, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood in the doorway. And he said, "At this season, about next time, you shall embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, O man of God, do not lie to your servant." But the woman conceived and bore a son. About that time, the following spring, as Elisha had said to her, when the child had grown, he went on one errand one day to his father among the reapers. And he said to his father, "Oh, my hand, my hand." The father said to his servant, "Carry him to his mother." And when he had lifted him and brought him to his mother, the child sat on her lap till noon, and he died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door behind him and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, "Send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys that I may quickly go to the man of God and come back again." And he said, "Will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath." She said, "It is well. All is well." I want you to read, "It is well," or "all is well." Write that, underline it, "all is well." I want you to underline it, "all is well." I want you to say in your heart, "all is well." All is well in the name of Jesus. I'm saying to you this morning, all is well. Then she sat on the donkey and she went to her servant, "Urge the animal on, do not slacken the pace for me until I tell you." So she sat up and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When a man of God saw her coming, he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Look, there is that Shunammite. Run at once to meet her and say to her, 'Is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with your child?'" And she answered, again, I want you to say, "All is well." All is well. There's an anointing on that word. All is well. it is well. Some scriptures will call it is well. All is well in the name of Jesus. And when she came to the mouths of the man of God, she caught hold of his feet, and he said, keep to push her away. But the man of God said, leave her alone, for she is in bitter distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me. Then she said, did I ask my Lord for some? Did not I say, do not deceive me? He said to Kahiza, tie up your garments, take up my staff in your hand and go. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. If anyone greets you, do not reply, and lay my staff on the face of the child. Then the mother of the child said, as the Lord live and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. Kahiza went ahead and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was no sign of life. Therefore, he returned to meet him and told him, the child has died awakened. When Elijah came to the house, he saw the child lying dead, all is dead. So he went in, shut the door behind the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. Then he went up and lay on the child, put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself upon him, and the flesh of the child became warm. Then he got up again, walked once again forth in the house, and went up and stretched himself upon him. The child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. Then he summoned the Kahiza and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she came, he said, pick up your son. She came and fell at his feet, bowed to the ground. Then she picked up her son and went out. I'm saying to you, I took time to read it because I wanted to go through the story. I don't care what you're going through. I want you to remember, all is well with you. I don't care what the doctors say. All is well with you. Amen. This woman, did you see what she said? All is well. It is well. Through your situation, all is well. Hallelujah. It is well. It is well with you. Through your disappointment, all is well. Through your pain, all is well. It is well. Why is it well? Because you trust the Lord. You have faith. This woman had a remarkable faith. You did not see her yelling and shouting and calling all the villagers. What did she say? All is well. She rushed to the man of God, which represents God, because he's a typology of God. Hallelujah. He represents God. She ran back. Sometimes you go back to the Father that gave you the promise, that released the promise in your life. Then go back to him. And this woman went back. Hallelujah. She was smart. What did she do? She took that dead child, that dead thing, and she laid it on the prophet's bed. The prophet's bed represents the altar of Almighty God. You see, the woman was smart. She was a smart woman because she invited that prophet to eat, and then she taught to make a room for that prophet. What she was doing, she was making an altar up to God, because you know that prophet cannot stay in that room without praying to the Lord Almighty. This is where, so that prophet was an open heaven. That room was an open heaven. That room was an open portal. Because Elisha carried a double portion of the anointing. Hallelujah, of Elijah. Elijah was a holy, anointed, overflowing man. She took that child and laid it on the altar. That prophet's bed was an altar. Hallelujah. That's another day, another sermon, but it was an altar. Why? Because she showed that prophet hospitality. She built that extra room in her house, not knowing she was building an altar. Hallelujah. And she laid that child there. And then she went to look for the man of God. She did the agnus. You got to take your prayers, your problems, and lay it on the altar. Where is your altar in your home? Hallelujah. Apostle, but you have an altar in your heart. Lay your burdens, your problems on the altar and leave it there. She went to the man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The man of God. And when people asked her, she said, all is well. 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 Oh, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, all is well. Though I'm sick, all is well. Though I'm disappointed, all is well. Though my children have given me trouble, all is well. Oh, Lord, all is well. I have problems on my job, all is well. Why? You will say it is well because you believe. You have faith in and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, just like this woman. Hallelujah. God will not promise you and take things away from you, but you got to exercise your faith. God did not bring you far to take you back. He brought you to take you into your inheritance, into the promised land. Do not be discouraged. Remember, if anybody asks you, how you doing? What do you say? All is well. You don't need to be explaining your problems to anybody. All is well. All is well. When you say that word, you activate the step, your faith, and you move God to move in your circumstance and your situation. All is well. God will not give. He gave her a gift of the child. He will not take it back. But you see her faith. That is her faith. Amen. Her faith and her kindness to the prophet of God. Make it an altar and open heaven in our house. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you all is well. All is well. I thank you that we can remember to say all is well in the name of Jesus. As we say all is well, we activate the gift of faith in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to depend and trust you completely and totally in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us how to walk in your ways and do your will. Teach us, O Lord, we surrender completely and totally to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We love you. We thank God for you joining us this morning. Remember this word. Whatever situation you're in, all is well. All is well because you are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. Jesus done it for you. I love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.